This is Fresh Air. Almost every American film director tries to make a great movie musical. Now it's Woody Allen's turn. His latest comedy, Everyone Says I Love You, puts to the test the singing and dancing abilities of such stars as Goldie Hawn, Alan Alda, Julia Roberts, Ed Norton, Drew Barrymore, and Woody himself. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
It's easy to take Woody Allen for granted. Year after year, reliable as clockwork, he turns out another movie. But these days, he's less popular in America than he is overseas, where he's revered as a master. Within the last year, I've seen Woody Allen imitations from places as different as France and Taiwan. Which isn't to say that he's not influential here. On the contrary, few men have done more to shape our pop culture. But it's been so long since Bananas and Annie Hall that many people don't know, or else have forgotten, that Allen taught mainstream America to enjoy a new kind of comedy. Urban, verbal, jammed with references and double entendres, and of course, shot through with neurosis. 30 years ago, such humor was largely confined to hip clubs and Jewish novels. Now you can find Allen's fingerprints on everything from Seinfeld and The Truth About Cats and Dogs to the comic strip Life in Hell. His new movie, Everyone Says I Love You, is a confectionery 30s-style musical comedy. It centers on the romantic hijinks of an Upper East Side family for whom prosperity and liberalism are the natural order. When the teenage son starts parroting Rush Limbaugh, his parents, played by Alan Alda and Goldie Hawn, look at him as if he were a Martian. Meanwhile, over in Venice, Hawn's ex-husband Woody is busy worming his way into the heart of an unhappily married woman, played very nicely by Julia Roberts. To be frank, at 61, Alan's a bit too gamey to pair himself off with another young beauty. Still, the movie doesn't dwell on their relationship, or anything else for that matter. Its characters are constantly falling in love with someone new, as when Woody's daughter tells him about her latest flame.
Look, tell me this is a joke, because otherwise it's going to be carnage.
We're crazy about each other.
How can you be crazy? You met this guy 5 days ago or something.
So?
What do you mean, so? Are you having a breakdown?
Why, because I'm in love?
What do you mean you're in love? What, with what? What does he do?
He's a gondolier.
No, thank you. He's one of those guys with a striped shirt and a hat?
No hat.
What do you mean, no hat? What is
that? He doesn't wear a hat.
This is crazy. What do you, you talk to me. What are you going to, you're talking about getting married with him?
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Why is it insanity?
Because you have to go to school. You're going to go back to Columbia. You're going to major in journalism or law, you know, not rowing.
You know, people have dropped out of Columbia before. It's been done.
You are not going to run off with a guy who's just met after 1 week and who's a gondolier.
He's a poet.
He's a poet? Well, let me tell you what rhymes with gondolier. No lira, okay? So forget it.
Everyone Says I Love You is not a conventional musical featuring professional singers and dancers, but a comedy in which ordinary people dance and sing. At first, there's a knockabout charm to watching Ed Norton prance awkwardly through Harry Winston's or hearing various characters mangle the song, I'm Through With Love. But Allen doesn't use such deliberate clumsiness to reveal anything new about either love or the musical, as Jacques Demy did so brilliantly in The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. The gimmick quickly grows annoying. After all, we don't go to musicals to see regular people sing and dance in routine surroundings. We go for ravishing Technicolor sets and the delirious precision of Busby Berkeley. We go for Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire swinging blithely through an imaginary world that's richer and more expressive than our own. Here, we're oppressed by a sense of limitation. Like all of Allen's recent movies, Everyone Says I Love You is not very good. Yet, strangely enough, this hardly matters. By now, a new Allen film has the soothing familiarity of a long-running TV show that we enjoy as much for its predictability as any real inspiration. And besides, Allen has good showbiz instincts. He pads the movie out with likable tidbits, from Halloween costume children performing Chiquita Banana to a Marx Brothers party where Woody, in a black smear of a mustache, plays at being Groucho. During the movie's most self-consciously poetic scene, Hawn dances around the flat-footed Woody on the banks of the Seine, then literally floats on air. This lovely moment offers a glimpse of the lyricism you expect from a great movie musical. And it makes you wish that Allen had tried to make one.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.